EU responds to Russia's Ukraine aggression, harshest package of sanctions are coming. By Nathaniel Charles on February 24, 2022. The European Union, EU, sought to place itself in front of Russia's territorial ambitions Thursday as it announced the strongest, the harshest package of sanctions to punish Moscow for the invasion of Ukraine. No EU military action was promised to bolster the threats of sanctions and trade boycotts after the EU's leading nation Germany only sent 5,000 helmets to Ukraine when they asked for military hardware and ammunition in the face of earlier Russian threats. EU President Ursula von der Leyen released a statement in which she condemned Russia's move as a barbaric attack, accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of bringing war back to Europe. Leyen revealed the European Commission is assembling a massive and targeted package of sanctions for European leaders to approve. And if green-lighted, will weaken Russia's economic base and its capacity to modernize, she warned. In these dark hours, the European Union stands by Ukraine and its people. We are facing an unprecedented act of aggression by the Russian leadership against a sovereign independent country. Russia's target is not only Ukraine, the target is the stability in Europe and the whole of the international peace order. And we will hold President Vladimir Putin accountable for that. Von der Leyen clarified the sanctions will target strategic sectors of Russia's economy, freeze Russian assets in the EU and stop access of Russian banks to our financial market, in an effort designed to take a heavy toll on the Kremlin's ability to finance war. Vice President of the European Commission and EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell also strongly condemned Russia, stating that the current situation is among the darkest hours for Europe since the end of World War II, and suggested that this is not only the greatest violation of international law, it's a violation of the basic principles of human coexistence. Borrell highlighted the major nuclear power Russia is threatening reprisals on all those who attempt to help Ukraine. But despite this, the European Union will respond in the strongest possible terms, including calls for Russia to cease their intolerable behavior immediately. The socialist Spanish politician confirmed the EU will meet Thursday evening to adopt the stronger package, the harshest package of sanctions we have ever implemented as punishment for Russia, with Borrell emphasizing the Russian leadership will face unprecedented isolation. This follows Germany's decision to suspend the process of giving the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline a commercial license that cost 10 billion euros, $11 billion, between Russia and Germany. This is not a question of blocks, this is not a question of diplomatic power gains, it's a matter of life and death. It's about the future of our global community, Borrell said in an effort to justify the sanctions. The Commission's vice president also highlighted the EU is creating strategies to give Ukraine urgent assistance, however it remains unclear what this would look like. Communist China has denounced sanctions against Russia and advised its citizens in Ukraine to remain at home or, if it is essential that they travel long distances, to place a Chinese flag on their vehicle. Putin has yet to respond to the EU's threat of stern sanctions.